Welcome in. You are listening to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. Welcome, everybody, to 2018, our first segment of the new year. And happy to say that I have David Erfley on the line with me. He is the junior minor junkie. David and I were introduced to each other about halfway through the year last year, and he's become what I think a very valuable commentator on our website focused on the precious metals sector and, more importantly, some of the junior stocks. We'll touch on a couple stocks, but overall, David, let's quickly talk about gold. And again, it's encouraging close to the year last year, closing above 1300. Gold has been up for 11 of the last 12 trading days, and today it's up, so looking to be 12 of the last 13 trading days. It's been a very nice rebound, really, on the back of, again, that Fed meeting. We've seen this happen now. This is the third year in a row. What are your comments? How far can this run take us?
Well, first of all, Happy New Year to you, Corey, and all your listeners. It's really Groundhog Day. I mean, it's the same thing has happened each time the Fed has telegraphed a major rate hike. And then as soon as they announce the rate hike, the sector starts to go up again. You know, shorts cover the day before or the day of, and then value investors come in and add on to it. And it's really no surprise. And I've been kind of pounding the table the past few months about getting your house in order, getting some raising some cash into November, and taking advantage of these tax loss deals that people were throwing away, and making these juniors very, very attractive before the rate hike announcement was announced. So this really isn't a surprise at all.
You're right. You have been targeting some levels, especially on GDX at that 21 level, where we did bounce perfectly off of. But there is always that argument of, yes, we've gotten this in the last 2 years, but in the last year, 2017, that bounce that happened petered out fairly quickly, and then we went sideways for the rest of the year. I assume some people are still a bit cognizant of this, waiting for that big breakout to levels that either we haven't seen in 2016 or even breaking out of where GDX and gold made it to in 2016. Do you think there's a chance of any of these breakouts happening in the near term, say Q1 of this year?
Absolutely, I do. I mean, the reason why the rally died on the vine last year was because the sector still had to consolidate a 180% move in 6 months. I mean, that needs to be consolidated. So it really was no surprise, because the miners really got ahead of themselves, because they were in a bear market for so long that the big short cover move that happened, it took everything up in the sector. And after that, it became a pretty much a stock picker's market. But those kinds of moves have to be consolidated, and a strong base needs to be built. And that's exactly what we have here, Corey. We have a very strong base. We have a 17-month consolidation that is probably wrapping up here. And I expect to see a very strong move here very soon. After this short-term overbought gets worked off here a little bit.
Well, that is one thing to consider, is that we are, almost two full years off of the lows that we put in at the tail end of 2015. But if you look at GDX, and it's at the kind of beginning of 2016, this is encouraging, yes, to consolidate this move up and really put a floor in the prices. But let's talk about the COT reports, because those have also been going in the favor of a more bullish outlook for both gold and silver. But as you noted to me off mic, that silver's in, you think, an even more bullish position. Can you share that with us, please?
Yes, that's what you like to see. When you see a major bottom, you like to see silver leading. And silver has led this move since the Fed raised rates. As soon as they raised rates, you had most of the silver stocks that I follow up over 10% on the day they raised rates. And silver has been leading here. And the last key figure that I was looking for, the last green flag to look for a major bottom, was those commitment of traders figures becoming bullish. And they went from extremely bearish to extremely bullish in just 2 weeks, which was huge. And that was pretty much the last thing to be in place for a major bottom. And a lot of these silver stocks are making really, really nice moves. And silver has just now gotten over the $17 level.
Which, again, is encouraging because that was a stopping point for silver. But, David, how much do you think this continued sell-off in the U.S. dollar is also helping out the metals? The dollar is, again, below 92 on the dollar index. It's continuing to look very weak.
Yes, the neckline of the head and shoulders top on the daily was broken at pretty much the same time as 1300 was broken on gold. So that has a lot to do with gold going up here, along with a lot of short covering. So the major support at the dollar is around the 90 level. If that gets taken out on the weekly, that would be very, very bullish for gold. It's getting short term oversold here, as the gold sector is getting short term overbought. So I do expect a pullback probably this week. So if we do get this pullback that I'm expecting, I would be adding to positions on weakness that I have on my watch list. If I were your listeners here, I finished up all my buying after the Fed announced the rate hike. So all sisters are go here. It's looking really, really good for our sector here.
Okay, so yes, you were doing some buying a couple weeks ago, again, on the back of that Fed rate hike and just before that Fed rate hike, but it doesn't sound like you're buying now. You're going to wait to see where this run kind of peters out and wait for another short-term, slightly shallower pullback?
Yes, I've got a little bit of cash left from a sale that I wanted to make till today, because it was the beginning of the year as opposed to the end of the year for tax reasons. I had a big gain in something. I wanted to wait till today to take it. So I'm going to use that money to add to my existing positions on a pullback, which I'm expecting here any day.
So, David, can you share any stocks that you are interested in right now? I realize that you do have a paid subscription service, so not all of your secrets, but maybe a couple of them, please.
Oh, absolutely. One of my favorites right now is Marathon Gold. They just released a 3 million ounce resource, including inferred resources, at their Valentine Lake gold project in Newfoundland. And the stock has built a huge year and a half long base. As everything else was pretty much trading down, this stock has been trading sideways, as it has already had a huge move up, but that huge move is being consolidated sideways, and the chart looks really, really bullish here, and it's still undervalued in relation to its peers. And the CEO, Phil Walford, is famous for under-promising and over-delivering. He's a very conservative CEO, and he's been buying shares, and they just raised a little more cash, so they have plenty of cash, and one of the highest grade open pit deposits in Canada right now. It's a really good stock.
So in all fairness, Marathon moved from about 15 cents at the early part of 2016 and is now trading over a dollar. This is on the Toronto Stock Exchange. So yes, it has had a very nice move, but again, that sideways consolidation, trading for the most part in a range for all of 2017, or at least since February 2017. This to you is encouraging? You're not worried about some sort of a breakdown, considering it has seemingly put a base at, let's say, 95 cents?
No, not at all. Based on the valuation, that they just announced this 3 million ounce resource right at the end of the year. And like I said, it's been building this big, huge base after the huge move. So as far as the valuation is concerned and what the market is valuing at it per ounce in the ground, it's very cheap.
Okay, so I guess let's just wrap it up here. You seem very encouraged, and rightfully so, as we, again, closed last year above 1300. Yes, it was a boring year, but a strong finish, which I think is important. Little bit of momentum to the upside here. Do you think 2018 is going to be a record or a noteworthy year for the right reasons for the metals?
Absolutely, I do. Yes, 2017 was the year of consolidation, and 2018 will be the year of the breakout for the miners.
Okay. Hey, very encouraging, David. And I do appreciate, again, you sharing your insights with our audience and even a stock that you like. If anybody wants more information on David's newsletter, feel free to reach out to him or I, and happy to put you guys all in touch. David, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Corey.